Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hey, Captain Joel Coleman.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty
good.
Well.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
How are you guys doing? How are you doing?
We're okay. You know, kind of doing our thing. We're continuing to find ways to do things better, and I feel good about that. So yeah, everything's good. All good.
Good to hear.
What's going on? I got your message yesterday and wanted to return your call.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in on a couple of things. The first one, which wasn't, you know, wasn't extremely urgent, but I had noticed we didn't receive the check for the third loan for the origination fee. So I just wanted to check in with you on that, and I could send you an email in case, I mean, I think that it was all forwarded to you with the term sheet. But, and then also, we still had that outstanding approval, in which we actually had waived the origination fee on the last one. I'm not sure if you guys are still interested in that one or not. That was the one that was going to be attached to MD2U management.
Oh, okay. I didn't get an invoice, so, and we pay off of invoices. So if you want to send me an invoice, then I'll get paid on the origination fee. And on the other one, I talked to Scott about it the other day. We're kind of up in the air right now as to whether we're going to need that or not. I really am up in the air. I need to talk to my folks again. It does look like we will probably, I don't know how y'all do this, we're probably going to want to take advantage of the feature that you talked about where we can reborrow after 6 months?
Let me see if I can open it. It depends on how long the original term was. Let me see here. Okay, so Indiana. It's just about 15% through. And that was an 18-month. So
which one are you looking at?
It looks like in both Indiana, which looks like it funded in June. You are just over 2 months into an 18-month note.
Yeah.
So let me see here.
18 months? Looks like it's 15 months to me.
Is it? I think we did the max on that one. Let me see here. Let me grab the loan docs. this. Yeah, I have 180,000 for 18 months.
Oh. Okay.
So that's both Indiana and I will double check on Florida as well. Or actually, I take that back. I believe it was Kentucky. Let's see.
And I can't remember. Did you help us with the SPFS loan as well?
With which one? I'm sorry.
SPFS.
No, I think that if I remember correctly. So real quick, the Kentucky loan was $200,000, and that one was also 18 months.
18 months. Okay. And
Florida.
Florida
may have been 15. I'll double check that. Yeah, so Florida was 15 months.
Florida was 15 months.
For
$150,000.
Right. So when BFS had backed out, I think originally we were looking at, I think, $1.4 million.
Yep.
That's when Scott went and got you, I think you had signed docs for like $750,000 through Rapid.
Right.
And then I think they came back. They only deposited like four something, and then they added that other company for like another $300,000 or $350,000.
Right. Okay.
But I believe those are the only two others than the three that we put together, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
All
right.
So on the 18 month,
I'm trying to do some schedules here on how fast we have to pay the principal back, and that's why I'm interested. As we discussed, it's the only thing I don't like about these loans. I mean, interest rate's high, but paying the principal back means that I'm not getting the use of the money for very long. So I may need to access some additional cash.
Okay.
And then you say, you can do that after you pay half of it, if you're halfway through the term, or how far into the term do you have to be before you can do that?
Usually we can push it to about 45%. So you would have to be 8 months in, so June, July, August, October. So you're looking at about March on the two original loans that were 18 months and for $200,000 and $180,000. And with those, you would be able to, borrow another – roughly $150,000 to $200,000 on each of those come March. And we forgive all remaining interest on the current notes and essentially write, the new loans for you.
I see. March. All right. Great. Let me factor that in and see what I come up with here. I may not need that, but let me work on that and see. And I'll get back to you.
Sounds good.
And then how long is the approval good for on that 75, the additional 75?
They're typically pretty short term, but all that we would have to do to get it reapproved if it does expire would just be to get some updated bank statements. You know, nothing else has changed, you know, dramatically, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I'll get back to you.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye now. Bye.